Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jerry Salente back on the show. Buckle your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. 5-point contacts, pull them tight, because Gerald is in the building. He is a force, ladies and gentlemen. He's the purveyor of the Trends Journal, the Trends Research Institute, their Trends Journal, which comes out every couple of months or so, and also his Trends 2000 book, which I helped him launch back in the previous century, is turned out to be a book of prophecy, and he's one of my favorite folks on the Brain Trust, and has been with me since the beginning. Gerald Salente, welcome back to the show.
Always great being on with you.
Good to have you back, Gerald. Thank you. Okay, so I'm just going through some of the things that's in your recent Trends Journal. I wanted you to cover for us a little bit. You're concerned about what's called a subprime auto loan situation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, not only us, a number of people. The debt level is huge. It's over $1 trillion. And you know how these ads run. You don't have a job. You don't have any place to live. You're broke. Don't worry, no problem. Come on in, I'll sell you a car.
Are they securitizing those?
Well, yes.
Are they securitizing them?
Well, some companies are, yeah. You know, but some banks are in trouble with it. Is it going to be equivalent to the dot-com bust? The real estate bust? No.
Right.
But it's a building problem.
What happens, here's what happens in case people don't know this. Folks, a local car dealer has what they call a buy here, pay here lot, right? And a tote your note lot. And so you go buy a car, give them $800 and start making payments. You sign a note. Then over time, that little car lot gets $100,000 worth of loans. They sell that to a syndicator who then rolls it up into these subprime, tranches, right? Am I saying that right?
Yep.
That's how they, and then they roll it up. Now it's not just a waitress who can't afford to buy a new car on the note. It's rolled up into some high finance, and that's what you're talking about.
That's exactly it, just like the subprime mortgage crisis.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be as bad, but
because they're not securitizing it like they did before.
Yeah, and again, the numbers aren't, you know, they're not equivalent.
Right.
You know, we're talking about $1.3 trillion, $1.2 trillion. But then you start building all the other debt levels on, and then you have the college debt level.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the credit card debt, and it's a time when we're watching. Yes, there's job creation, but there's no income creation in terms of the jobs. 94% of the jobs. Obama bragged about creating 10 million jobs, according to a Harvard Princeton study. Are temporary jobs.
94%. No, I had
94%.
I had a guy on the show. Jim Clifton, with the CEO of Gallup, was on my show Monday, and he said 94% of the jobs were part time.
That's right. That's a Harvard Princeton study. So what we're looking at is that you don't have wage increases. They've been, you know, we compared to inflation, we're losing money. It's a phony inflation number they give us. So this is one of the building problems. But on the economy overall, we did a 180 since Trump came in, and we're, you know, we do a broadcast every weekday night, Trends in the News.
Right.
And you know, the election was what, November 8th? By November 15th, we did a 180. We said, no, this economy is going in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the Trump election, and again, you know, we're political atheists. It's not what you like or what you don't like. It's
you're
what
reporting.
Is. Yeah. I'll give you an example. The new Trends Journal is going out at the end of this week, and this is the way it begins. From coast to coast, no living American has ever witnessed anything like it. The United States is a nation divided in ways and on issues that are broader than the civil rights movements, the massive Vietnam War protests, and Richard Nixon's impeachment of decades.
You
got
to go back to the Civil War to see this kind of divisiveness.
You got it. And we go on. Since January 20th, when Donald Trump was inaugurated president, protest marches champion and myriad of causes have become common occurrences. Impeachment movements keep gaining. It goes back to the economy.
All right.
Here's what we're saying.
Quickly.
We're positive on the economy, but I'm putting this into context because all things are connected.
Mm-hmm.
If this divisiveness keeps going on in the United States, it's going to affect the other markets, going back to the subprime.
Right.
You know, it hits the real estate markets. Mm-hmm. It hits the equity markets.
The rhetoric, the heated rhetoric, the hyperbole, the hysteria, what you're saying, is going to hurt our own economic condition.
You got it.
Yeah, I agree. And we're hurting our institutions.
Hurting ourselves.
The people who are not happy who's in the institutions, and some of the people who are in the institutions. Quick break, 20 tails.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.